those of us who live here on the East Coast, in New York particularly, we don't remember the sun. We haven't seen it in quite a while, but we've seen a lot of his rain. So the question that comes up, hopefully it shouldn't come up, is what happens if it rains on Sukkot? So the halacha is that mitzvah potam in a sukkah. And if it were raining, God forbid, in your home, you wouldn't stay in a room where it's raining. So you don't have to sit in the sukkah when it's raining. However, the halacha is different when it comes to the first two nights of Sukkot. And if one comes home from shul, ready to eat, on Sukkot by night, of course not before nightfall, and it's raining, the halacha requires that they should wait approximately an hour, 2 hours preferably, to see if it's going to stop raining. If it hasn't stopped raining, then one should go to the sukkah, make kiddush, wash, and have a slice of bread. Then they can complete the meal indoors. If before, and not say Elisha b'sukkah, you can't say Elisha b'sukkah in a sukkah where it's raining. If after, or if in the middle of your meal, so normally if you went inside to eat when it was raining on Sukkot, you don't have to go out even if it stops to rain. On the first night of Sukkot, if while you're eating, or even if you finished your meal and before you went to bed, you realized that it's not raining, so the halacha tells you to go out to the sukkah. You don't make kiddush again, but you should wash again, make a hamotzi to eat a slice of bread, a kazayis, and make a leshiv a sukkah then. The second night, the rules are essentially the same, just you don't have to wait as long on the second night as you waited on the first night. We should wait approximately only about an hour. But maybe because we spoke about these halachas, it should help that now that everybody knows what they have to do for rains, it won't rain.